Welcome to the 11th Science of Wholeness podcast, titled Dying and the Great Transition, which aired Thursday, February 29th, 2024. We are now venturing where few may dare to tread, into the stark and dreary realm of our ultimate arch nemesis, death itself. The most terrifying and awesome aspect of the human condition ever is the fact that we are all mortal and must someday return to our Maker. We must all inevitably be forced to directly face the great unknown. Esteemed listeners and fellow seekers of truth, today we will discuss all we know about the fear of dying and death, and how society tries to manage it, cope with it, and even try to avoid discussing it. No one likes to face their mortality, and sadly, religion often fails miserably to fully address the problem, providing rather annoying platitudes based on silly ideas. Do we sit on clouds singing praises to God while strumming harps for the rest of eternity? Today, we confront one of the most profound and unsettling aspects of the human condition, our mortality. It is a truth, as universal as it is terrifying, for every one of us, regardless of creed, culture, or status, is bound by the inexorable march of time and the inevitability of our mortality. We are born into this world filled with the promise of life and possibility, yet ultimately destined to return to the embrace of our Maker. The fear of dying and death is deeply ingrained in the human psyche, rooted in our instinctual drive for self-preservation and fueled by the unknown mysteries that lie beyond the threshold of life. It is a fear that lurks in the shadows of our consciousness, haunting our thoughts and dreams, and often manifesting itself in anxiety, dread, and existential despair. Yet despite its omnipresence, society often shies away from openly confronting the reality of death, preferring instead to avoid the topic altogether, or cloak it in euphemisms and platitudes. This avoidance of death is evident in the myriad ways that society seeks to manage, cope with, and even avoid discussing it. From the proliferation of youth-based culture and the relentless pursuit of eternal youth through cosmetic enhancements and anti-aging treatments, to the sanitization of death in popular media and the medicalization of dying in hospitals and hospices, we are constantly reminded of our society's discomfort with the inevitability of our mortality. Religion, with its promises of an afterlife and the hope of salvation, has long sought to provide solace and meaning in the face of death. Yet for many, the doctrines and dogmas of organized religion fail to fully address the existential angst that accompanies the contemplation of our mortality. The fear of death persists, lingering like a shadow in the recesses of our souls, challenging the very foundations of our faith and belief systems. And so we find ourselves caught in a perpetual struggle against the specter of death, grappling with the profound existential questions that lie at the heart of our existence. What awaits us beyond the veil of mortality? Is there meaning to be found in the inevitability of our demise? How can we reconcile the finite nature of our lives with the infinite expanse of the cosmos? In our quest for answers, we must confront our mortality head-on, embracing the uncertainty and impermanence of life with courage and humility. We must acknowledge the fear of death that dwells within us, and in doing so, transcend it, for it is only by embracing our mortality that we can truly appreciate the preciousness of life itself. Let us not shy away from the unknown vistas that lie ahead, but instead, let us illuminate them with the light of our collective humanity. And in doing so, Find peace in the knowledge that we are not alone on this journey, but bound together by the shared experience of our mortality. However, do not despair, fellow travelers, on our journeys through the countless corridors of life, because in recent years, scientific research on dying, near-death experiences, and out-of-body experiences has shed new light on the nature of consciousness and the possibility of life after death. While these phenomena have long been the subject of speculation and debate, advances in neuroscience and psychology have provided valuable insights into the mysterious realms beyond the threshold of death. Near-death experiences, often reported by individuals who have come close to death due to illness, injury, or other life-threatening situations, offer tantalizing glimpses into the nature of consciousness beyond the physical body. These experiences typically involve a sense of leaving the body, traveling through a tunnel or towards a bright light, encountering deceased loved ones or spiritual beings, and feeling a profound sense of peace, love, and interconnectedness. Despite the subjective and deeply personal nature of NDEs, studies have identified common themes and patterns that suggest they may be more than mere hallucinations or tricks of the mind. One intriguing aspect of NDEs is the reported ability of individuals to accurately perceive and recall events and conversations that occurred during their period of unconsciousness or clinical death. Some studies have documented cases of veridical perception, where near-death experiences accurately describe details of their surroundings or the actions of medical personnel that they could not have known through ordinary sensory means. These findings challenge conventional notions of consciousness as solely rooted in the physical brain and raised intriguing questions about the possibility of consciousness existing independently of the body. Out-of-body experiences, in which individuals report the sensation of leaving their physical body and observing themselves from an external perspective, further challenge our understanding of consciousness and the nature of reality. While skeptics often dismiss out-of-body experiences as products of imagination or altered states of consciousness, some research suggests that these experiences may be linked to neurobiological processes such as altered patterns of brain activity or disruptions in the brain's sense of self and spatial orientation. In addition to near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences, studies on dying and end-of-life experiences have provided valuable insights into the nature of consciousness and the transition from life to death. Many individuals report profound spiritual experiences, visions, and encounters with deceased loved ones in the moments leading up to death, suggesting that consciousness may undergo a profound transformation as the physical body approaches the end of life. While scientific research on dying, near-death experiences, and out-of-body experiences is still in its infancy, the findings thus far challenge conventional notions of consciousness and offer tantalizing hints at the possibility of life after death. As we continue to explore the mysteries of the human mind and the nature of consciousness, may we approach these profound questions with open minds and hearts, guided by a spirit of curiosity, wonder, and reverence for the mystery of existence itself. My dear friends, seekers of truth, and fellow travelers on the journey of life, shall we dare to venture even further into this amazing subject? Let us now embark on a voyage of exploration into the wondrous realms that await us beyond the threshold of physical death. For centuries, mystics, sages, and spiritualists have spoken of the great transition into the afterlife, a realm of boundless possibilities where the soul takes flight and the mysteries of existence unfold in all their splendor. As we embark on this journey, let us cast aside the shackles of doubt and skepticism and open our hearts and minds to the infinite possibilities that lie beyond the veil. For in the realms of the afterlife, we are greeted not by the cold embrace of oblivion, but by the warm embrace of loved ones who have gone before us, eager to welcome us home with open arms. Imagine, if you will, a grand reception area where souls gather to reunite with family, friends, and kindred spirits who have journeyed together through the tapestry of lifetimes. Here amidst the shimmering light and celestial music, we are enveloped by a sense of love and belonging that transcends time and space. But the wonders of the afterlife do not end there, for beyond the reception area lie vast and varied realms of existence, each offering its own unique experiences and opportunities for growth and exploration. Some souls may find themselves in earth-like realms where the landscapes are lush and verdant, and the air is filled with the sweet scent of flowers and the gentle rustle of leaves. Others may journey to astral communities, bustling with activity and vibrancy, where souls come together to learn, create, and evolve in harmony with one another. Here the colors are more vivid, the music more enchanting, and the possibilities for self-expression and discovery are limitless. And let us not forget the wondrous music and colors of the astral realm, where sound and color merge in a symphony of harmony and beauty that transcends earthly comprehension. Here every note, every hue, speaks to the very essence of our being, awakening with us a sense of wonder and awe at the magnificence of creation. But perhaps the most awe-inspiring aspect of the afterlife is the opportunity for souls to evolve into new phases of existence, to transcend the limitations of the physical body and ascend to ever greater heights of consciousness and spiritual awareness. Here, we are free to explore the deepest recesses of our souls, to uncover the truths that lie dormant within us, and to connect with the group soul that binds us all together in a tapestry of unity and love. So let us embrace the great transition into the realms of life after death, with open hearts and minds, knowing that we are not alone in this journey, but surrounded by the love and support of countless beings who walk beside us every step of the way. And as we journey onwards into the unknown, may we do so with courage, grace, and an unshakable faith in the eternal nature of the soul. I invite you to be part of this mission in supporting the ongoing operations of my website. Your contribution, no matter how small, plays a crucial role in sustaining this platform. Additionally, you can further assist by exploring the enriching array of 21 ebooks authored by me, meticulously written to empower and address the profound challenges you may encounter in your journey. Furthermore, your patronage to Cargold Jewelry not only enhances your style, but also contributes to the cause, as I would receive a modest commission for each purchase made through my websites, Science of Wholeness and WholeJoy.com. Together, let us embark on a transformative journey towards a harmonious world, driven by elevated consciousness, rather than succumbing to the limitations of a fragmented paradigm. Your support is not just an investment in my research for the greater good of all. It is a catalyst for positive change in our collective existence. And this is the end of my podcast for now. Everyone, please take care. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, stay vibrant, stay empowered, and stay well.